And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, A Fruitful Hill, was written by Erwin Gonchak.
There is the boy. Talk to him, my young friends. He's lonely.
Hello. We've come with your madre, your teacher, to welcome you. We're his helpers.
What is your name?
Amar.
How old are you, Amar?
11.
And what are you doing now?
The madre has told me to draw a map of my journeys.
But, Amar, a map must have boundary lines and names of countries and stars for capital cities and directions east and west, north and south.
All we see is a single line zigzagging from side to side of the page and back again, with little drawings scattered about.
But look closely at it. Do you see? Amar's map is more than boundary lines and names of countries. Amar's map tells a story.
Will you explain it to us, Amar?
Here is where I come from. The village of Sheban in Yemen.
Yes?
Do you see? The mud huts in the desert. We are sitting in the courtyard. It is the first meal of the Sabbath, the Feast of Abraham. We are chanting a song.
God, from thy mighty abode, look down and behold thy poor and exiled flock, humbled and broken.
Madre, you were there.
No, Amar, not there, but I have heard it elsewhere. And the second picture?
The riots. First, some men of the Imam, the ruler, were killed. The Jews were blamed. And then came the riots. My father and mother were murdered.
Oh.
Here we are at the airport, and a great plane is coming from the skies. And then we are crossing mountains and deserts.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
See? People from Youth Aliyah meet me at the airport in Israel. And then, after some time, you know, I am here.
Here, Amar, where you are now, is Ben Shemin, a fruitful hill. A children's village set in a woods as well as on a hill. Every stone in the valley, Amar, every mound, gives us signs. For the land belongs to us from old.
You see, Amar, this is our farm. The children run it and learn to make the land grow. And from here, many groups have gone out to the barren lands to set up new settlements.
The children of Ben Shemin have come from many places, Amar. Once it was mainly from Germany and Central Europe, escaping from Hitler.
Then from Egypt, Syria, and North Africa, during the War of Liberation.
And they also come from Turkey and India, Poland and Hungary, and other lands. Oh, Amar, we must show you everything in the village. The homes for the children and the youth. The classrooms, the community center, the arts and crafts, the workshops, the dramatic club, the orchestra and the choir.
But most of all, you must show him the seeds we plant at Ben Shemin and the kind of fruit we grow.
He was a great friend of Ben Shemin, and the agricultural school was named after him. These are his instruments on display, a tellurium and a telescope, to see this world and beyond.
His name was Albert Einstein, a great scientist, and he was known all over the world.
Before Albert Einstein died, he sent a message to Ben Shemin, and we have posted it in this room. Try to understand one another, he says, and indulge more in joking than in trying to find out who is stronger. Study with joy, and do not lose curiosity.
Pick the flowers with care, Amar. Take the most beautiful ones you can find.
We are going to make a pilgrimage with these, Amar, to the grave on the hill.
Come, Amar. We will climb the hill together. Be careful how you go. Come, Amar. Come with us.
You see, Amar, from this grave we have a view of the whole village. That is how he who is buried here wanted it.
Amar, you should know his name. Dr. Siegfried Lehmann. For he was the founder of Ben Shemin.
Yes, and his spirit and teachings are with us always. Sit down here, Amar, and I'll tell you the story of this man, what his dreams were. Then you will understand more of the true meaning of Ben Shemin and the kind of fruitful hill he wanted it to be. But to learn of his story, we must return to another world entirely. To Berlin of 1916 and World War I. You have heard of Toynbee Hall in Whitechapel, London?
Or vaguely, Lehmann.
It was founded at the end of the last century by students of Oxford and Cambridge and the wealthier elements of British society as a bridge between them and the working classes. And, in like manner, Hull House in Chicago.
Lehmann, why the history lesson?
For this reason. Our German armies have overrun Russia, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia. The Jewish communities of these areas have been disintegrated. Many have fled to Berlin. They now live at the east end of the city.
Have you seen them?
I have, my friend. I have. I often walk through the streets where they live. These are my brothers, but I don't know them. I can't even speak their language. But they need help, and we must help them.
What do you suggest?
A Folksheim, a people's community center, like Toynbee Hall or Hull House, but here in Berlin, in Grenadierstrasse, the heart of the Jewish quarter. We must share our lives with the new immigrants, acquire their language, Yiddish, and seek to fulfill the sense of the Brotherhood of Israel.
Lehmann.
Sit down, my friend.
Yes.
Today I have received a letter from Kovno in Lithuania. They have heard of our community center and what we are doing here.
Yes.
They claim the need is desperate there for social work. They have offered me a post as director of Jewish child welfare in Kovno.
Lehmann, Kovno? Go east to the borders of Russia? You are a Berliner. You are a son of this city.
Perhaps there comes a time when a person must be more than a Berliner.
Well, Lehmann, you know what I mean.
No, I've decided to go. There is much work to be done. Especially, I hear, with a home for orphaned youth. Due to the war, they write, there are great numbers of children, homeless, uprooted, roaming the streets of Kovno. My fellow workers of Kovno, I bring with me no easy solutions, no miraculous panaceas. The problems we face with the youth are difficult. We must find a way to heal the daughters and sons of our people. From lack of love, these outcasts are perishing. Somehow, we must try not to see a horde of children before us, but an individual child. The rabbis say, he who saves one person is as if he saved the world. We will train the children for productive occupations, agriculture, carpentry, and other skilled trades. At the same time,
They must come in contact with the great figures in the arts and sciences, music and literature. Also, they will have freedom to explore all political beliefs and to become acquainted with the Jewish traditional way of life. But no matter what their beliefs, they must respect the rights of others.
How goes it in Kovno?
We are making progress.
Have you turned your horde of street urchins into an organized, productive community?
My friend, they are not bees, you know.
So tell me, what brings you back to Berlin?
I'm looking for funds.
To expand the home?
No, not for expansion.
Well, then for what?
It is simply this. Even after all is accomplished in Kovno, and we have a healthy, well-functioning community, what next? What opportunities are there for Jewish youth there? It is not right to build up the hopes of the children and then have them find out through bitter experience that there is no real place for them on the land.
So what do you plan to do now?
I am thinking of taking the children of Kovno to a place where they will be wanted, where they can use the skills they have learned. A place where the land cries for them. And the ancient call is heard.
But where is such a place, layman?
Palestine, my friend. The children of Kovno and I shall go to Palestine. This is the right place for the village. Aye. The hills, the skies, beauty of this land. Oh, my children of Kovno, children of Abraham, you will build here. You will find your roots here. The land will be fruitful again.
Yes, Lehmann, I agree with you. Your descriptions of the land in your letters were right. It is scenic and all that. But don't you think...
Here, my friend, feel the soil with your hands. The fruits of our labor grew here.
Yes, yes, I know. But I was just troubled about...
About what, my friend?
Well, Lehmann, did you have to pick just this area? There must have been others in Palestine.
Yes, but I don't understand. This place is perfect for our needs.
Look around you. Those hovels over there, those villages. Ben Shemin is surrounded by Arabs.
I know, my friend. I know. That is why we have come here.
Children. Children, we are going to devote this week to a study of Arab culture. We shall see an exhibition of Arab clothing and art, and...
Dr. Lehmann, will the Arab children perform here and go to our classes?
Yes, yes, they will.
And will we perform for them and go to their classes and visit their villages?
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, yes, my children, we will also go to them. Our Arab neighbors have much to learn from us, and we have much to learn from them. Quiet, children. Quiet. Your council representative has a report to make to you.
After much study and much deliberation, the council has decided that this year the children of Ben Shemin shall take a trip through Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon.
Yes, children. Palestine is a part of the Middle East. We must never forget that. and we must become better acquainted with our neighbors. For they are here, and we are here. And we must learn to live as one community of man. My children, as you know, our Arab friends are in great distress. Terrible earthquakes have laid low a part of the nearby towns of Lidah and Rambla. There is much suffering there.
Dr. Lehman, we must help them.
And take them food.
And clothing.
And care for their sick and hurt.
Yes, yes. Oh, let me you, Dr. Lehman.
And a little child shall lead them. Yes, my children, you will show us the way. This I can't understand.
What is that, Dr. Lehman?
At Ben Sherman, we've been developing a bridge between the persecuted Jewish youth of Europe and the building of the national home in the land of Israel. And we have served as a model for other educational institutions in Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we must do more. We must show that it is possible to extend the bridge to include our Arab neighbors. Yet?
Yes, Dr. Lehman?
When I arranged to hold a conference at Ben Sherman between Jewish and Arab teachers to further this aim, the British refused permission.
And did they give any reason?
No. But I feel that the authorities are not anxious to see this bridge extended.
Dr. Lehman, what can be done? The widening political rift between the two nationalisms, Arab and Jewish, is growing worse each day. It's a hopeless situation.
It is a hard problem, because it has become an emotional one. Nevertheless, at times like this, it is all the more necessary to foster friendly relations.
That is true, but unfortunately, because of the emotional quality of the problem, such a position as you suggest can be easily misunderstood.
My friend, we are teachers. It is our calling to abide by the principles we believe in spite of the consequences. If we fail to do this, we do not practice by example indeed what we teach, then we are unworthy to instruct the young. My friend, the teacher must be stout-hearted, and in times of Arab-Jewish stress, be prepared to stand against the stream of public opinion.
Dr. Lehman, are we in danger? Will the war between Israel and the Arabs change everything?
My child, from 1936 to 1939, the Arabs were in revolt in Palestine. And yet our friendship held. Not once was Ben Sherman attacked.
But now, is it different?
I have heard that General Glob of the Arab Legion proposed to capture Ben Sherman. We lay across the only road connecting Lidah with the Arab army to the north. Yet listen to me. The Arab mayor of Lidah begged him not to attack us.
So, will we stay, Dr. Lehman?
Some soldiers will be here, and the older youth with their teachers will remain. But, my child, I'm afraid the rest of the children will have to be evacuated to safer quarters.
Dear Dr. Lehman, I'm writing about something which happened today near Ben Sherman, which I know you'll be pleased to hear. Today, at least for a few hours, it was again as you have taught us. The fields of an Arab village took fire, not because of military action, but from some other cause. And the youths insisted that we go to help. They brought wet sacks with them to extinguish the fire. And the Arab farmers kissed their hands. When the youths came back, they asked, are the Arabs our enemies? Can't a way be found so we can both live together in peace and friendship?
Yes, yes, children. Finally, we are back again at our Benjamin. It's been a long time. Both we and the land have longed for each other.
But, Dr. Lehman, look how everything has changed.
Yes, my children. No longer are we a Jewish village in the midst of an Arab population, but a frontier station in the midst of Israeli villages. Our old contacts with the Arabs have been severed. We must cultivate fresh ones.
It has been some time since they have arrived, and Dr. Lehman, they're doing well at the agricultural school.
Yes, I have watched the Arab boys and girls. They're becoming part of the community.
Well, there is, however, one difference in the daily relations between them and the other children.
Yes?
Never do they quarrel or argue for fear of either side saying anything which might hurt the other side.
You'll see, my friend, you'll see. Time will even remove this barrier. My dear children, I do not know how much longer I will be with you. There is still so much to be done. More than ever, I believe today what I believed the first day I came to Benjamin. The Jew in the land of Israel must identify himself with the whole life of the country, including our Arab brothers. The student must be familiar with the Eastern outlook, learn the Arabic language, history of the Orient, its literature, its art. Israel's civilization must aim at a synthesis, a bridge between the Orient and the West. Above all, we must be individually and collectively rooted in this part of the world. The Jew's homeland cannot be an enclave in the midst of an alien society. My children, the Jew must carry out the biblical command to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Place the flowers gently on his grave, Amar.
Yes, Madre, I will.
It would please him to know that you've come.
Look, the sun is beginning to set.
We must get ready for the Sabbath.
A special service has been planned for this evening, Amar.
We have decided to celebrate the reception of the Sabbath in the forest.
And we'll carry the Bible and baskets with fruit, cake, and sweets to a clearing in the woods. At sundown, we'll light the candles and say a prayer. And then, for a moment, everyone is quiet. For as Dr. Lehman has taught us, with silence, everything can begin.
A boy will read parts of the weekly lesson from the scriptures, and the Madrich will discuss it with us. And he will tell us stories from the Hasidic and past and present Jewish life, or from the tales of other nations.
And we'll sing the Sabbath song, and there will be light in the forest. This is for you, Emma. The emblem of Benjamin. Do you see what it is?
Yes. In the center is an ear of corn.
That, Amar, is our dream of making the land fruitful again.
And around the ear of corn is an olive branch.
And that, Amar, is our prayer for all men to live in peace.
would like a copy of today's program, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting the Honorable Edward B. Lawson, former United States Ambassador to Israel. Mr. Lawson.
It is a privilege to add a few words to this program, a program which takes me back so dramatically to Israel, where until last year I had the honor of representing the United States as its ambassador. While there, I was impressed with many things. I was impressed that so much was being accomplished, and at a very accelerated rate, in the material sense, in industry, in agriculture, housing, highway construction, and other associated fields. And with the overwhelming problems incident to the continued heavy influx of poor, harassed immigrants, there has come a progressive development in the fields of social welfare, education, and the cultural life of the country. With all these dramatic realities, I found as well a graphic picture of religious life. There was a pervading religious quality, which, I thought, was in keeping with the unique history and tradition of the country. It evoked memories of all that had happened there throughout the years and pointed to the spiritual debt that all men owe to a land which for thousands of years has given us evidence of our inescapable dependence on God. I mention these points because they all contribute to what I feel is the most impressive spirit and attitude I encountered throughout the country. This was the people's deep longing for peace. I felt that one might call it the urge for peace. There was indisputable evidence, it seemed to me, of a remarkable national consciousness in this respect. They seek a way of life which can exist for them only if there be peace among nations, especially those of the Near East. They know that peace in the Near East is not to be acquired merely by wishful thinking or unilateral action on their part. But they do have a divinely inspired faith, if you wish, that peace can come through the actions and expressed attitudes of individuals of all nations who possess that religious quality of compassion, the ability to feel the emotions of others as though they were their own. All this, I say, is a hopeful sign for peace in a troubled area.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Our Eternal Light drama today, A Fruitful Hill, was written by Erwin Gonchak and based on material found in Norman Bentwich's monograph, Ben Shemin, A Children's Village in Israel, published by International Federation of Children's Communities. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Santos Ortega, Roger DeCoven, Peter Laser, Maurice Tarplin, Martin Newman, Joan Laser, Kerry Mark Jowles, and Pauline Hahn. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.